feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is the Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor.
Breaking news.
And tonight on the Rita Cosby Show, we are just getting word that the campus has now been essentially cleared at Columbia University because armed NYPD officers in tactical gear, riot gear, came on campus at the request of the university to clear out the barricaded students and others because they believe there's a lot of outside agitators who have come in, and they have essentially cleared it out. They came in first, hundreds of officers in riot gear marching down the streets. Then they were met by students who were barricading the hallway and also that building first off. Then they got through. Then they brought in a tactical vehicle that opened up sort of a ramp. And then officers went in through the window and arrested, we are told, dozens of protesters. Several busloads of protesters were hauled off. And there are still officers on the scene there. We're told they're going to be there for quite some time. But they went in, and that encampment is also clear that was outside, as well as Hamilton Hall, where they were blocked off. And just a little bit ago, you could tell that the NYPD was gearing up for this. Here's the NYPD commissioner, Eddie Caban, saying, parents, be aware where your kids are and get them out immediately.
To the parents, and I say this as a father of a college student myself, be aware where your children are. Be aware what they're involved in. And if you don't know, reach out to them. The university and the NYPD are taking the situation seriously. You should be taking the situation seriously, too.
And the NYPD said they're definitely taking it seriously, and they came in full force. We're also told at this time they are also there at City College, which is about 20 blocks away, where there have also been protesters there. This certainly sends a very strong message around the country because everybody's been watching, especially as these students got held up and were barricaded inside of Hamilton Hall. And were bringing in food and looked like they were there for the long haul, but police said no more. And finally, the Columbia University president, who's been way too soft, I think, on these students from the get-go, finally she called in also the NYPD. They realized the situation was way, way out of control. And joining us now to talk about the role of police going in, how difficult that is, how sensitive the situation is, and also how important it was that they stepped in now. They've been waiting to go in now for quite some time to disrupt what is utter chaos and also horrible vitriol, well beyond free speech, I contend. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She is with the National Police Association, a spokesperson there, also a retired Chicago area police officer. And Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, it's great to have you here. What's your reaction that police went in? I mean, it is a stunning moment to see armed guards, they had to go in, armed NYPD in full riot gear going on an American campus and breaking up these protesters that seemed intent to really escalate the crisis there.
Yeah, shades of 1968 when I was a little kid, Rita, and watching that kind of stuff on TV. But I'll tell you, as a law enforcement professional and someone who has been involved in crowd control situations, I was so proud of the NYPD to watch them acting so professionally. I love that elevated entry that we have been teaching since the 1980s, where they went up in there one at a time, cleared that building, and took back Hamilton Hall in less than 2 hours, Rita. Hats off, absolutely, to the NYPD.
And we're also hearing, Betsy, too, no injuries at this time, it sounds like, to anybody involved, you know, whether it's the protesters, whether it's to the NYPD. That's a pretty amazing feat, right, given the emotions of this moment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you didn't see the amount of violence. You didn't see the fires and this and that like we saw in the summer of 2020. Now, what needs to happen moving forward is these quote-unquote protesters, really the ones in Hamilton Hall, are burglars, they're trespassers. They need to not just be charged by the NYPD, they need to be prosecuted. And it remains to be seen if Alvin Bragg really has the intestinal fortitude to do that. We saw at UT Austin a few days ago, of the 60 protesters arrested there, 46 of them were released by their Soros-installed prosecutor. The way to put a stop to this, Rita, is not just to arrest, but to prosecute, and then if any of them were students, to expel them.
You know, you bring up a great point, because look at what's been happening in New York under Alvin Bragg, who seems obviously very intent on going after Trump. But if your last name's not Trump, so many of these people have been getting a free pass. And, you know, you have to wonder, like you said, what's going to happen even if they round them up now? Will they really throw the book at these people to teach them a lesson? Because you wonder if Columbia University had been tougher on these protesters from the get-go and some of these other places where they have been arresting the people from day one. This Columbia University president really bungled this one.
Well, yes, the police should have been brought in, you know, when this whole thing began, because let's not forget that this is not a First Amendment issue. If you want to protest on any college campus in America, there are ways to do that legally. You obtain permits. There's a place to do that. What these quote unquote protesters, these agitators, were doing in part was spewing anti-Semitic hate, and they were keeping Jewish students from moving freely about the campus, students who had paid tuition, who wanted to go to class. So this is far beyond Rita just expressing your First Amendment right to protest. This is spewing hatred. This is supporting terrorism, and this is attacking one specific part of our population and of the student body at Columbia, again, as we're seeing all around the country. You know, there's universities around the country right now that are still under control of students and outside agitators. And that's why it is so important to prosecute not just the students, but these outside agitators, these paid protesters.
You know, we were talking with somebody the other day, I think it was Congressman Ron Estes, who was saying that on Washington University campus in St. Louis, they busted a whole bunch of people, and I think it was like 100 people, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, and 3/4 of them were outside agitators. You would bet that probably there's a lot of them here, because even in this case, at this Hamilton Hall on Columbia campus, they seemed to know what they were doing. They put the chairs up. They put, you know, they were busting the surveillance cameras. They seem to be sort of professional at what they're doing. So you have to wonder that they at least seemed to be a big part of what was going on at Hamilton Hall. Like, they were at least having an influence in running the ship. They also had these like very nice signs. You brought up the very nice tents. I mean, this is well beyond what students can afford and organize.
Well, of course, we know that this is planned. We know this is well-financed. And look, it's not over. Watch and see what happens tomorrow if protests continue on Columbia. You know, just because things are calm tonight doesn't mean these outside agitators, because don't forget, in New York, they're all going to be out. There's going to be no bail for any of them. And you know, the protests will very likely continue. We'll see what happens, because, you know, we have commencement coming up quickly, and I know the college wants to keep the campus clear, but the college president, you are so right, bungled this in the beginning, needs to have the guts to allow law enforcement to keep that campus clear for all students so that they can get back to the business of education and graduation.
And we're hearing, as Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, too, that the university has asked the NYPD to retain some sort of presence there on the campus till May 17th. The graduation's May 15th. By the way, we're also hearing just now that City College, which is, I think it's about 20 blocks away or so from Columbia, is saying that apparently they are going remote starting tomorrow. So, like, you know, putting out one fire one place, and now they got another fire in another place, Sergeant Betsy Brander-Smith.
Well, and, you know, it's so sad because I want you to think about these, the true students, the kids that are in college right now. These are kids who likely graduated high school or were in high school during COVID, where they had to do so much remote learning. And can you imagine the kids at City College being told right now, well, you got to go to remote class again? How frustrating, how horrible for those students because of these anti-Semitic, pro-terror protesters who want to recreate their grandparents' summer of 1968. And again, it is going to be a long summer of this kind of nonsense unless these college presidents and unless our political leadership has the intestinal fortitude to put a stop to this now in the spring.
How much do you think also from the very top, you brought up sort of our leadership? I mean, obviously the university presidents, but I contend also even today, the White House was asked and they're like, well, it's wrong. We don't like these people barricading themselves. It's wrong. I mean, it was such a tepid, wishy-washy response, and the president himself hasn't said anything. He's just, yeah, I don't, you know, I condemn anti-Semitism, but I also don't, you know, I think people should protest, let them speak, you know. He hasn't been condemning Ilhan Omar, some of these other people. I mean, it's really been so lack of moral clarity from the highest, from the Oval Office, Betsy Brander-Smith.
Well, this is a difficult position for the entire Biden administration to be in. Remember, they're pretty anti-cop, and yet, you know, they've got to support law enforcement a little bit in these protests. They are, they've got to keep up the facade that they support their far-left colleagues, and yet they can't show their anti-Semitism if they indeed feel that way. So this is a real balancing act. It's a real conundrum. I mean, I'll tell you, me personally, I think this there's a very clear delineation between the hate that we're seeing and doing the right thing. But apparently so many of our political leaders, they don't know where to come down on they don't know which side to come down on, Rita, which is really unfortunate. You know, the amount and the extraordinary anti-Semitism that we are seeing around this nation since October 7th, it frightens me, it sickens me, it makes me so incredibly sad.
Yeah, it really does. It is shocking. And I'm glad that the NYPD went in, and I'm glad, you know, listen, Mayor Eric Adams has been very clear where he stands in condemning what these students have been saying. And I think they were waiting for the get-go. And for some reason, this university president thought, like, if she could just kind of negotiate with these protesters, that it would go away. And instead, it emboldened them. And that was a mistake, clearly. And look what we're seeing. And just like you said, who knows when the sun comes up, what's going to happen at Columbia University? Things went smoothly tonight, thank goodness, for our law enforcement. And I'm glad the students there are okay. But let's see what happens when the sun comes up. Betsy Brander-Smith, thank you so much. It's so great to have you here on this big breaking news night. Thank you.
Thanks, Rita, so much for having me. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you. You too. And for all you do and everybody there with the National Police Association, keeping us safe around the country. Thank you very, very much. We're going to take your calls, everybody, when we come back. 1-800-848-9222. And you're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll be right back.
This is the Rita Cosby Show.
I think that dampened quite a bit with the protesters as they were being hauled out of Hamilton Hall on Columbia University campus. Hundreds of NYPD and riot gear appeared and pulled them out. So far, we are hearing lots of arrests and no injuries. So hopefully they are going to learn a lesson. You just heard from Betsy Brantner Smith talking about how it's important that they don't just get arrested and let out. Typical Alvin Bragg, New York style. Hopefully they are going to have a lesson on this one. And here's a little bit earlier what they were chanting as they were hanging out at Columbia Hall, barricaded in, and police said they had no choice but to go in.
Columbia, you can't hide!
Columbia, you can't hide!
You are funding genocide!
You are funding genocide!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
And these protesters are so clueless. At one point, by the way, they were saying, we need basic humanitarian aid. We need food. Don't you want the students here? You don't want them to die. What, like they're living in Gaza when they're held up on their own volition, barricaded in a hall in Columbia University in New York City? Comparing themselves to what's going on in Gaza? Give me a break. 1-800-848-9222. These spoiled brats, throw the book at them. Throw the book at them. Let's go to Pete, line two. Pete, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. First of all, that truck, that emergency service truck, I'm very familiar with. I saw it going into the city today from a destination that I'm not going to say, but that I'm at right now. And that truck has the ability to go up three stories. It has suction cups that will pull a window right out of a building or break a window. And it's very safe. It's padded. And the officers were able to get into the thing, get into the building and come from the top down. Because when you're going into a building from the bottom, they control projectiles, they control pipes, they control fire extinguishers. But it's very hard to throw things up to when people are coming down like the police authority. Let's pray for our NYPD. I'm very proud to know these gentlemen, a lot of them that are there. And I ask everyone who prayed for me when I had my three surgeries to pray for those police officers. They have families that they have to go to home to, and I hope that we're safe and sound. And those zip ties for the handcuffs, that's an experience too, because those things, the more you struggle, the more they tighten up.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Those are hard to get off. But and listen, I loved your insight too, because that vehicle, that tactical vehicle, is what they used to go into Hamilton Hall through the window, and bravo to the NYPD.
Cosby is on.
And what do you think should happen to the protesters who have now been arrested on Columbia University campus? I hope this sends a message, because, again, this was sort of viewed as the mothership. And now the NYPD went in with tactical gear and removed them all without incident. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Will there be more coming back? How many NYPD will stay on campus? We're told that some at least will. Is this a sign of what's going to happen now? And are we going to have officers on campuses across America from now till Election Day and well beyond? What are your thoughts about what is ahead, at least the summer break is happening soon, graduation happening soon, even on Columbia campus. The school goes on, the graduation's the 15th, so that's not that far away, but boy, a lot of damage can happen between now and the 15th. And here's some of the sounds from some of the protesters there at Columbia. Listen to what they were chanting.
Intifada revolution! Intifada, intifada! Long live intifada! Intifada, intifada! Long live intifada!
And they were dangling a sign saying Intifada from Hamilton Hall. That's that hall that they were held up in Columbia University campus that they took over and barricaded themselves in. I say throw the book at these people and teach them a lesson, because it sends a message to students everywhere across the country. And in addition to all of that, we've also been hearing from members of Congress who are looking at different ways to cut off funds to some of these universities that get federal funds, because a number of them get tens of millions of dollars that go to them from the federal government. And yet they're violating the civil rights of Jewish students, thinking they can barricade themselves in. And these university presidents, boy, they got to have a spine. They got to buck up. I'm telling you, at Columbia University, this president's been the worst. You know, she's like trying to do this, trying to do that, said, okay, I'll extend the deadline. They took advantage of it. If it grew, they emboldened themselves. And even these brats, as they're getting carried off into buses from the NYPD, they were packed. They were screaming at NYPD officers as they're being hauled off. Maybe after spending a night in jail, they'll have some epiphany. Let's see. The question is, what's ahead? And are you deeply concerned on where this is headed? The fact that we had to bring law enforcement on college campuses because things are getting out of control and the universities were not able to contain it. Here earlier today, this is Congresswoman Virginia Fox, and she came out swinging against these college professors and presidents. Remember, she was part of that whole thing with Elise Stefanik when they were grilling Harvard and grilling recently Columbia University, too. Here she is saying that she has a message for college leadership.
As Republican leaders, we have a clear message for mealy-mouthed, spineless college leaders. Congress will not tolerate your dereliction of duty to your Jewish students. American universities are officially put on notice that we have come to take our universities back. I applaud the speaker for expanding the Committee on Education and Workforce's ongoing investigation into a Congress-wide initiative. No stone must go unturned while buildings are being defaced, campus greens are being captured, or graduations are being ruined. College is not a park for play-acting juveniles or a battleground for radical activists. Everyone affiliated with these universities will receive a healthy dose of reality. Actions have consequences.
And now we just got to make sure that they don't get released right away, and we got to see what's going to happen when the sun comes up. Is it over? Or do you believe this is just the beginning of these protests? And here's also Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. By the way, that grilling that she did of Harvard University has gotten close to 1 billion views. Isn't that unbelievable? Hugest views moment where she seared the president of Harvard University. And here's Elise Stefanik saying that some of the rudderless leadership goes well beyond university presidents. Listen to her.
Joe Biden, far-left Democrat governors like my home state in New York, and morally bankrupt university leaders have allowed this moral rot of anti-Semitism to fester, refusing to enforce the laws and refusing to ensure the safety of Jewish students. And it's not just Columbia. This is a moral rot that has taken root across American higher education institutions.
So is the moral rot gone? Or again, is this the beginning? Will some of these people, will this teach them a lesson? Or do you think we're going to see a lot more students at Columbia and elsewhere wreaking havoc and spewing hate? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Russ, line five. Russ, your thoughts.
I've noticed that these protests are predominantly led by women, certainly the chants. And I'm wondering if, you know, that's why there's not so much violence. You as a strong, self-assured woman, I'd like to know your opinion. Is it because women are involved that the violence is only a broken window? And, you know, a broken window compared to more dead babies killed under U.S. bombs in Rafah. Talk about actions having consequences. Rita, I want to ask you about this great interview on Newsmax.
Wait, hang on. You're getting into all these weird tangents. I don't even want to get into the Rafah. Let's get into what the students are doing here, okay? Because one of the things that's absolutely clear is that these students have totally crossed the line, Russ. And you know what? I think some of the students started out, I think obviously some of them are clearly anti-Semitic and they're vile and they're disgusting. I mean, there's no question in my mind that some of them have extremely bad intentions. And some of these, like the head of the group who was shouting that horrible thing saying, a Zionist should be killed and should be exterminated. That was the leader of the student group in Columbia. Obviously, some of them have some really horrible vitriol. But I think some of them were just kind of being led in and they're into this protest movement. And some of them maybe didn't even realize what they were saying. And then there were some that were clearly with malintent. Then there were these outside agitators. I think it's a combination of all these things. And you brought up women. I mean, I think there are women and guys. I mean, I'm looking at some of the video. Yeah, there are a lot of women. Maybe that's part of the reason, like you said, it's been as calm, at least not as physical as it is. And I think those students, by the way, that were held up there at Hamilton Hall, I think they didn't expect the NYPD would come in. I really do. I think they thought that they could sit there for a few more days because they were making demands. I think they were ordering a food delivery. You know, they were sitting there saying, we need food. We need this. We need that. They were like using a bucket to bring stuff up. I think that they thought Columbia University, because this president's been so weak at Columbia University and the American president too at the top. I think they thought they'd never have the guts to finally bring back in the NYPD. So this is why when there's bad behavior, you got to clamp it right away. And that is by 1,000% the key. Let's go to Gene. Line three. Gene, your thoughts.
Rita, my battery is going right down now, but I am so proud of what's going on. You know what, Rita? I didn't hear from you in ages because I was so damn busy. But I am so happy that the police officers went in. And a matter of fact, I think they should have sent in the army, the soldiers, to throw their ass out long time. This has been going on too long, Rita.
I agree. They should have done
what
it day one. Don't you think?
To the soldiers?
I agree.
What happened to the soldiers?
Well, you know what? You know why, Gene? Gene.
Send them in and the four things boil over. These people are taking over the college and do what they feel like they want to do. You know what I'm saying, Rita?
I hear what you're saying. And one thing I was going to say, Gene, is that I think part of the reason for the soldiers to come in, that would either have to be the federal government or the state government. And Governor Hochul could say, I want the National Guard to do it. She brought them in, remember, on the subways. And she could have. I think they didn't want to do it. They didn't want the image of them going in. I'm not sure if they even wanted. You could tell Columbia University. Remember, they sent in the NYPD and then it didn't work. And then she was soft and wishy-washy with the students after that. And guess what happened? It flourished. The hate flourished is my point. So I agree with you. They should have been. And sadly, Gene, we may get to where there are army. If the students continue after what we saw today, maybe you can have NYPD on campuses and different law enforcement around the country at different campuses, the different local law enforcement. We may get to a point, given the tensions right now and given the lack of spine by this president, not just Columbia president, but the U.S. president, we may get to where we're going to see the army. What do you think real quick? You think we may get to that?
Get the army out. You understand? I just paid on money for my daughter for to start in July. And this is going to go on. If somebody don't pull the catch, it's going to get crazy, Rita.
It's going to
get crazy.
Well, it's already there. I hear you, Gene. And that's why I'm really worried about what's headed. I 100% agree with you. I think this should have gone in a long time ago. Let's go to Mike on line five. Mike, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. Happy Passover. Happy Easter to everyone. I think the Jewish kids should press charges. And they, if there is any way that they could tie George Soros to this, they should press charges on him, too. They'll make enough money where they could build their own Jewish college.
Ah, that's interesting. By the way, I do agree with you that I think some of these students will have some lawsuits against the university. And the fact that a lot of them now are still not, as we know, not having the graduation, they've had threats. What has the university done to protect them? They could have some big federal civil rights, Title VI. I mean, there's some big stuff here that could happen where they are violating their civil rights. And also, they have a right. When you pay to go to campus, guess what? The campus must protect you. The leadership must protect you and also give you appropriate education. There's a lot of things wrong. And I think you're right. I think we're going to see a lot of lawsuits coming. And there's already a few in the hopper. Let's go to Stan. Line four. Stan, your thoughts.
George Soros had nothing to do with it. And again, another idiot calling up about it.
By the way, hang on, Stan. You don't know that. And by the way, I don't either. But I can tell you.
Wait a minute.
No, Stan.
Wait a second.
I'm going to tell you something. It goes, there are a number of nonprofits where there have been reports that Soros funds that have funded some of these groups. So if that's the case.
He doesn't support criminals and keep these morons. He's allowed to do that in this country, you know? He's allowed to.
By the way, you're allowed to fund a lot of things, but if you are aware that your money is going to an organization.
He's not aware.
You don't know.
He's a politician. Did he get elected? He doesn't elect
them. I am giving you the benefit of the doubt that he may not know, but I can tell you, Stan, if you're putting a lot of money in, you probably do know. And guess what? After a while.
I say investigate
anybody who's behind fostering these kind of hateful comments and protests, whether it's him or whoever it is. And if it is him, guess what? There should be repercussions if he's aware and if he knows that some of these groups are funding. Somehow, a lot of these groups seem to be repeat offenders and have repeat tentacles. And let's see where the money goes. By the way, and I hope they don't just give up on just arresting these people. They should follow the money train. I agree with you, Stan. And guess what? If it does turn out to be your buddy Soros, go after that. Because you know what? That is so destructive. Whoever is funding this kind of hate on campuses, that is so destructive. Final thoughts, Stan, go ahead.
Rita, for years, and it's been 10 to 15 years, he supports politicians, I agree. I'm not a big fan of him totally, but he has a right to give money to organizations. If he had done anything illegal or something like that, he would have been caught a long time ago. And then I'd say arrest him, lock him up. But he's been years. There's been nothing on him. You can give money. I'm not for it, but he gives money. That's what he does. He can't. He's not there standing in line protesting. He can give money to any organization. Now, if he gives money to a militant organization,
that's my point.
Go after him. Absolutely.
That's my point. Obviously, first go after
him.
And I'll give you and find out if he or his team is aware that it goes towards that. There's a lot of there could be many steps removed, whoever it is. It may be other individuals, but whoever is funding hate, clearly throw the book at them. And I'm happy to hear you say that, Stan. That makes me happy. We finally agree on something. Stan, thank you very much. And everybody now to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment with a powerful story coming from Lakewood Ranch, Florida, where they had a red, white, and brave luncheon honoring an Air Force veteran, CJ Bannister, not only for her service in the military, but for her service to veterans in the community through her work with nonprofits. It was run by the Tidewell Foundation that did the big luncheon honoring her and others. While in the Air Force, the veteran spent 4 years as a crew chief before serving as a paralegal for the Air Force Judge Advocate General Corps for 4 years. And as soon as she was discharged in 2001, honorably, Bannister said she was looking for opportunities to serve her community. She said there's so much satisfaction and pride that comes with giving back to your community or to your people or to your country. And by the way, helping and being a part of the veteran community. Well, it runs in her family. Her grandfather also served in the Air Force, and now her 21-year-old son is training with the Special Operations Warfare Team with the Air Force at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. So learns a lot from her grandfather and passing it on to her son. I love this. And bravo to this great veteran. And of course, all of the veterans we love and appreciate you here on The Rita Cosby Show. And everybody, America's heroes need your help, and you can make a big difference by helping them and their families. All you have to do is donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Simply go to t2t.org to check out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, t2t.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
So what's ahead now that they have cleared out? NYPD doing great work. Bravo to you, men and women, clearing out the protesters, the pro-Hamas protesters, as I call them, on Columbia University campus. Dozens of people arrested. Will they just get a slap on the wrist? And will many of them come back? And remember last time, they came back with more of them. And they did the encampment and other things. What is ahead, everybody? 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Gary. Line one. Gary, your thoughts about all this?
Hey, Rita. I actually think that the call came down from the White House to squash this thing because they didn't need it to get worse. You know, he's up for re-election. And it just would have got crazier throughout the country. And I really think that it was okay when Trump was president for, you know, there to be chaos. They didn't care about that, these Democratic leaders or whatever. But I think it came down and they said, look, we got to squash this now. It's going to get worse. It's going to get violent. It's going to get bigger. There's going to be fires.
Yeah, this looks bad for us. Is that, you know, looks bad for it? That's an interesting point. But, you know, the problem is, Gary, that the president would not want that to come out. Because he wouldn't want to look like he was the one squashing. If he were to privately try to squash it, he would hope that that word would never get out because he wouldn't want these people to be angry at him. He wouldn't want the pro-Hamas voters to be angry at him, right?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I'm sure they can. I mean, if that's what, and I really think that's what happened because all of a sudden they're going to shut it down throughout the country. They're not going to allow this to happen. They're not going to allow a chaotic summer while Biden's up for re-election. I really don't think they're going to let it happen, but, you know, we'll see. But God bless WABC, God bless you, your whole staff, the whole station, and God bless President Trump, and God bless America.
Thank you, Gary, very much. You are terrific. Thank you. Let's go real quick to Tony. Tony, your thoughts. What are your thoughts? Tony from Clifton. Go ahead, Tony.
To Attorney General Alvin Leonard Bragg Jr., of the state of New York, the ball's in your court tonight. See if you could fix this up or see if you could just play another game of push and shove and take it back. Clean off the city, Alvin Bragg. Take care of this tonight. Don't let him out.
Bravo. Bravo. Let's see. That is going to be the key, Tony, because listen, it's been a very dramatic night, as we all know. But you're right. Let's see what he does now. Will they spend a night in the pokey? And will some of these people really get really slapped, especially anybody who was pushing officers, anybody who broke into property? You can throw a whole bunch of charges at these people, disorderly conduct, trespassing, potentially assault. We'll see. And let's see if you're a little kinder than I am. Let's see if Bragg has the cojones to do what's right. Because if he doesn't, things could really spiral even further out of control. And let's see what daylight brings, guys. This may be just the beginning, but pray for peace on our campuses, guys, and in America.